Okay, today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Chaf Aleph. Chaf Aleph in Maseches Bava Kama. And we will start with Chaf Amabez. Let's start with Itmar, about 10 or 12 lines up on the bottom. Chaf Amabez. Itmar. Says the Gemara, we are in this sugya, as I mentioned on Friday, sugya of Zenen and Zelo Chaser. This is one of the major sugyas in, for sure, the second parak, but even in all of the first half of Bava Kama. One of the big sugyas discussed, in the case of one person gets hana and the other person is not really losing anything by that hana, so are you chayiv or pater? Right, that helps crystallize the issue of what is the real mechayiv. Why, if I get something from you, you know, I usually have to pay for it. Is it because that of the hana that I usually get, and then that case is a case of hana, or is it because you're giving me something and you're losing something? So then maybe you'd be pater in that case, as we'll see in a few minutes. So itmar Rav Kahana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. If you live in somebody's house without their knowledge, without their permission, but it's not a house that they would have rented out anyway, but you would have paid rent for it, so that's the case. That's the case that this Gemara is talking about. So in that case, you don't have to pay him for it. Rabbi Yochanan says pater. Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tzorach Lalos Lo Schar. So a different statement. The name of Rabbi Yochanan, you do have to pay for it. So it's a at this stage, it's a machlokas within what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the different achronim discuss what exactly is the mechayiv of this case. The Pnei Yeshua says that really you should be chayiv. You should be chayiv. I mean, Me'ikar Adin, because you benefited from something that belongs to your friend. But there's an added factor of midas stom. We don't want you to be like stom, that just because somebody's getting benefit, if you don't lose anything. So that's a reason, that's an overriding reason why you might say pater. That's not according to the Madama that says pater. That's the Pnei Yeshua. Reb Chaim assumes a little differently. Reb Chaim in Felicia Grach has been Reishai and Tess assumes also that the Chiyav is the Hana'a. Chiyav, it's Mishum Hana'a. But the reason that you might be Pater is because Vailamar and Makbid, if they're not losing anything, there is an implicit Mechila. And we might be able to assume an implicit Mechila. Right? Vailamar Makbid. Right? It comes up many times that, let's say I'm going somewhere anyway, and somebody else wants to ride with me, so fine, they'll give a ride to me. So at the toll, they take out some money and they give it to me. I say, no. They say, what do you mean? Are you giving me a ride? I said, but Zenen of Zelo Chaser. Right? I don't want to take my own thing. I would have done it anyway. Right? You didn't go out of your way. He wants to give you 4 cents because you had to go out of your way to pick him up from his house. Okay, that's a case of Chaser. But a regular case of Zenen of Zelo Chaser is, as we'll see, we all putter, so therefore, that's Reb Chaim Shita. That really, you should say Chayiv Maker Adin because of the Hana, but the reason Liftor might be because of an implicit Mechila. And just third to mention, and that's the Stipler's view. The Stipler suggests that maybe it's a Machlokas Rishonim. Because, those of you who were in any Shir yesterday, you might have seen a Machlokas between Tosfos versus the Rambam and the Rif. Tosfos on Amman Aleph. On Tchafam and Aleph, Adibra Maschel Zeh discusses, what about the opposite case? What about a case of Zeh Chaser V'Zelo Nehneh? You know, that kind of case, what would the din be there? Right, a case where a person usually rents it out, right, the house, so it's chaser, and he would have rented it out if you wouldn't have been there, but you usually don't pay rent. Right? You have other options. You could have lived somewhere else for free. But instead, you went to this house. So, zeh chaser v'zelo nehene. So, what does Tosa say? Tosa says, pater. Tosa in that case says, pater. Right there, dibasal zeh, and you see the gra, and the hagos agra there, it goes, aval harif v'shar poskin, like the Rambam, kasu, t'chayav nesos chayiv. So the Machlokas Rishonim in the opposite case. If you say, in the case of Chaser, Belihana, what is the case there? So says the Stipler, what are they arguing about? So they must be arguing about what is the Mechayiv in a regular case of Chaser Vinehene, which is the usual case. Usual case, what is the Mechayiv? So says the Stipler, Zenen of Zelo Chaser Chayiv, what is Tosfos hold? It must be that it's a combination of both. Because in either case, you're Pater, with that one. Chaser b'li nehena your pater, and nehena b'li chaser your pater. So in that case, so Tosas must hold it's some kind of combination of nehena and chaser, because with only one of them, you are pater. But the Rif and the Rosh, the Rambam and everyone else holds that no, in the case of chaser b'li nehena your chayiv. Only nehena b'li chaser your pater, meaning the mechayiv is chaser. The mechayiv is the chaser in that case. Chaser lo nehena, v'yukei muchach, the chayiv avur ha-chaser, she'asa l'chaveiro, afilu b'delaka ana. It's similar to a hezek. In the case of Zenet of Zelo Chaser below Nehneh, it's similar to a hezek. That's why Rav Soloveitchik points out the Rambam put these halachas not in Hilchas Schiras, but in Hilchas Gzela. Why? Because it's a form of Gezel or hezek, and the Chayiv is the Chaser. So again, this is the major issue. I just quoted a few of the shitas on this daf about what is the Mechayiv. Again, all the Rishonim, other shitas as well, you have to isolate Is it the chaser? Is it the hana'a? And you might be able to see by isolating certain factors. Okay, so that is the, so to get that in there, on the machlokas within Rabbi Abba. What are we paskin?
So Shulchan Aruch says
in Choshen Mishpat. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Gezela, interesting, like the Rambam says. The Shulchan Aruch says, Derba chasav ha'ver shalom idaito. I live in my friend's house without his knowledge. Sha'amar lo, say v'lo yatsa. If somebody tells me to leave his house and I don't leave, then chayav litin lo, kol scharo, then I have to pay. Because that's chaser if somebody asks me to leave. V'im lo amar lo tsei, if I didn't tell you, I didn't know about it. Im on osa chatzar ina asuya l'schar, ve'ino tzar chalos lo schar. Normally it's not rented out. Afal pisha derach zeh hadar l'schar, v'makom ha'atzmo, even though this guy usually pays rent, she zenene v'zeino chaser. We paskin pater. Zenene v'zeino chaser, as we'll see. The Ramah, though, adds, the dafka shekfar darbo, it's only b'dievet. If you live there, then you have to pay, you don't have to pay for it. But what if you go to him and say, hey, you're not renting this out anyway, so I'm living in there. Tough. You have to do that. This is halacha in Shulchan Aruch, potter, so I'm living in there. Right? So you can't do that. Even if he doesn't want to rent it out. Avalo yachol lakufa lechartila she'enechen l'darbo. You can't force him to let you live in there lechartila. Aval pita kofan al midas tom, even though you usually are kofan al midas tom, as sugi elsewhere. Ula harviach lahaskir chasero, haya yachol, elashena rotsa. And the guy can rent it out, he's just not interested. You still can't force him. In kovanos olasos b'chinam, right? The Mordechai right here, right, says the you're not allowed to force him l'chatfila. This is only a halacha b'di'evit. We'll say l'chatfila, but that is the Ramah, what we paskin. Okay, let's continue now. So Amra Papa had Rabbi Avahu, that which Rabbi Avahu said. Rabbi Avahu quoted Rabbi Yochanan that said you have to pay for it. Right, not what we paskin. That we don't know. Rabbi Avahu never gave a shir on it and told us, but we know it from a story that took place. Machlala itmar, it was mashma from a story. It's none, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Meila, not tal evin o koresh al hektish. If someone, who's the someone? So Rashi and Tosas both quote the Gemara and Chagiga. The time we're talking about is the Gizbar. The Gizbar, the Gabai of the Beis HaMikdash. Guy of the Beis HaMikdash who has certain rights, more elastic rights than the average person on the street. He's able to, like, because he takes care of the Beis HaMikdash. So if he carries things and puts things, there's no Me'ila yet, because the Kavan is that he's just doing things for the Beis HaMikdash. So let's say the Gizbar, the Shamash in the Beis HaMikdash, takes a stone or a board of the Beis HaMikdash. So Harizel Omaal, no Me'ila has taken place yet. No Isra Me'ila can he benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. But Natan Ola Chaveiro, the second that he gives it to his friend, so who Ma'al, the Gizbar violates Me'ila because he has been motzi it from the Rishus of Hektish. The Chaveiro Lomaal, and the friend that got it, is not far, doesn't violate Me'ila because the second that it's Yotzi, he gives it to his friend, it's Yotzi Lachulin. That's the rule that we had back in Maseches Kedushin and the Nuns, Nundala, Nunhei. And therefore, his friend is no longer violates Me'ila. But if he, the Gizbar, takes the board and stone and builds it into his own house, there's no Me'ila until until he gets benefit, Ashava's Pruta's worth of benefit of the board. So he said, Me'ila is somewhere in between a Gezel and Hana'a. So there's different Mechaivim. Is it stealing from the Beis HaMikdash? Is it getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe a little of both. So you have to get benefit Shavah Pruta. Yomar Shmuel, and then Shmuel adds, V'hu shehinicha agat api aruba. Only if you put it on the skylight, api aruba. What is that to exclude? Rashi says, fourth line of wide line of Rashi, V'lokava bebinyan. You didn't nail it in. You didn't stick it into your skylight. You just put it on top. Because if you had pushed it in, that would generate a shinui. There would be a shinui in the object, and then you'd be koneh right there. Shinui koneh, as the Gemara says later on in Baba Kama. So the case is only where you just put it on top of your window. If you did that, then you didn't violate yet until you get benefit from being under it. So that is the that was what Shmuel said about the Mishnah. And the other Rebbe came to Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And he said in the name of Shmuel, Zosa Meris, your Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Shmuel, that doesn't this Mishnah say, Hador b'chazachaver shlomi daito sorach lahalos lo schar? Right, it must prove our case, that if you live in somebody's house without permission, you have to pay for it. How do you know? Because in this case, Hektish doesn't know anything. Hektish, what does Hektish know? It's like shlomi daito. And what do we say? You violate Me'ila. You violate Me'ila, right? That's what Rashi says in the last line. Even though Shalom Midas Hektish Avad. So therefore, That is, doesn't that prove it? Said Rabbi Yochanan. Vishasik lay, and Rabbi Yavo was quiet. Oh, so why was he quiet? He thought because he kept quiet, he was modeh. Like we had, remember we had earlier about last week, we had another story where somebody was quiet, and the Nimuk Yosef said there, this is the makar v'shtika gahoda in Kala Tarakula, right here. This is the av, right? So says the Gemara. So we thought for the fact that he was quiet, he's modeh. Velohi ashkechuchi lo ashkechuchi. Rabbi just wasn't listening. He did not agree with that understanding of the Mishnah. Why? Kita Rabba. Because as Rabba said, Amar Rabba, Hektesh Shlo Midas, Kehed Yomidas Dami. What do you mean Hektesh doesn't know about it? All Hektesh is automatically like a Hed Yomidas. Why? Because Hektesh knows. Das Ashchina, Rashi says. Das Ashchina, therefore, is never called a case of Shlo Midas. Tosis points out on top, before we get to the bottom one, and in Kehed Yot, what do you mean Midas Shlo Midas? The issue in this whole sugya wasn't whether the owner knew about it or not, or just whether the owner was willing to forego. Even if the owner would know about it, if he wouldn't say anything, it would still be the same din. So what do you mean Das Shechina knows about it? So that's why Tosis modifies it a little bit on top. Tosis says it's not that the Das Shechina knows about it, but the Shechina would be makpid not to allow you to live in it for free. That's the key. The Das Shechina ika shelo yehna adam below me'ila. That's not lacha me'ila. You can't get benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. So without Dafka knowing about it, but it's just that Hektish means it's automatic iser of Me'ilah. It's an important line in Tosfos also relating to Me'ilah in the previous Amud, Tosfos Natana, where the Tosfos says, why does the Gemara have to assume that it's of the Gizbar? Fourth line in Tosfos, Yim Tamar, Mikol Makom, Limol, Davi Miskavim, Liknos. If the Gizbar has in mind to be Kona it, it should be Mol right away. So what do you mean? Why do you have to come up with the case of a Gizbar giving it to somebody else? So V'yesh Lomar, says Tosfos, De'ein Adam Moel Elabim Miskavim, Lahotzio Mirishus Mishahu. It must be a case where he thought it was his. And if doesn't know it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and it has Kavana Lahotzi, then there's no Me'ilah. Again, emphasizing the Gezela aspect of Me'ilah. And one final point on the previous Amud. So Rashi's case of Hinicha Pi Aruba. So Rashi said if you just put it on top, it doesn't work. But if you would have smushed it in to the space, that would generate a Shinoi. Ask all the Rishonim on Rashi 1 minute. If I smash something in, let's say I have a rock, I have a board, when I put it into, I squeeze it into a place, so that's a shinoi that would be kona? That's what's called, says the Rashba, a shinoi hachozer l'briyaso. Beginning of the Parak Lulav HaGazel, a shinoi that you could just go back in time. So that wouldn't be good enough. That can't be what the Gemara is excluding, only if you put it on top of your skylight. But if you stuffed it in, even stuffing it in wouldn't be good enough. No, it must be if you chiseled it. If you chiseled it and shaped it to fit it in, so that's an unretractable, you can't go back on that shinoi. So that's what it means here. So something, maybe that's what Rashi means. But either way, that's an important shita of shinoi hachozer l'briyaso and up. Vaitet. Shalach le'Rabbi Abba bar Zavda l'mori bar mar. Bar yimine mi Rav Huna. They asked Rav Huna this question. Hador b'chaz ha'chavir shalami daito. Tzarech l'halos lo schar o'o. Do you have to, zenen of zolach chaser, do you have to pay for it? Meanwhile, Rav Huna was asked this question, and he died before he was able to give the answer. So his son came and said, "Hachi am Rav Mari, the Rav. This is what my father said in the name of Rav. Pater, that's the halacha." And he also added in the name of his father, "Vasocher bayis me Ruvain, son fan. Vasocher bayis me Ruvain, malas char l'Shimon. And also, if you rent the house from Ruvain, you have to pay Shimon." So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Shimon Ma'avitai, what does Shimon have to do with anything? If you rent the house from Reuben, you have to pay Shimon? What's Shimon doing? So Hachi Gamar, no, this is what it meant. Nimsa Habayish Shel Shimon. You rent the house from Reuben, but it comes out that was a fake. It was really Shimon's house. Maybe Reuben was subletting it. But it's really Shimon's house, so Ma'alo Schar, then you have to pay Shimon. So if you rent the house from Reuben, you pay Shimon. So he asked the Gemara, Tarti? How do you put these two statements together? He quoted his father, Rav Huna. If you live in somebody's house, right, Ma'adanan Abzal HaChaser, you're Pater. And if you live in his house, Reuven's house, which is really Shimon's, you have to pay Shimon. So it's opposite. If you live in his house, you have to pay. You don't have to pay. So Gemara says, no, ha de kaimi la agra, ha de lo kaimi la agra. So it depends. No, the difference is his cases. Was it a case of chaser? Was it a house which he would have rented out? In the case of Shimon, he would have rented it out. That's why you have to pay Shimon. So it's a case of zen and of zachaser. That's why you have to pay. When did Rav Huna say that you're pater? Only in the case of lo chaser, where he would not have rented it out. After Shita Mukubet says, an important question. He says, what happens here? I rent the house from Reuven, and I'm willing to pay for it. And then, all of a sudden, we realize that Shimon comes onto it. It's really Shimon's house. Had it not been a case of Chaser, what's the halacha? Potter, I would have been Potter. I wouldn't have had to pay Shimon. He asked the Shini to go back to his 1 minute. This guy was Megala with his actions that he was ready to pay. Because he said, I'm ready to pay. He made an agreement with Reuben, he's going to pay. So it ends up, at the end of the day, it comes out that Reuben lied. And really, it was Shimon's house. But the second that Reuben was revealed his das to pay, shouldn't he have to pay for it? Isn't this like what we had yesterday? What did we have yesterday? Somebody lives outside somebody else. He has four fields surrounding the inner courtyard. So Reuven, who lives on the outside, builds three fences. And the second that Shimon builds that fourth fence, he's Megala, his das, that he's happy with what took place, and he has to pay for everything. So after Shimon Kubat says, what's the difference? Here, once he's Megala, his das, that he's ready to pay, so who cares if the address is going to be a different address? He should have to pay for it. Two answers. Shinu Kabetz's answer is V'yesh Lomar. Dahacha lo chashiv gilui das Eitzel Shimon. This is not gilui das Eitzel Shimon. Why? Ki lo kivin liskar v'litin schiris elo l'ruvein v'lo l'shimon. No, a person might agree to pay one person, not the other. Right, you don't just go by ready, he's ready to pay. In that case, yesterday, it was all the same person. Shimon is Megala, that he's happy with the fences that Ruvein built, and he has to pay Ruvein. But says Ashita, if somebody's Megala das, that they're ready to pay rent, maybe he doesn't want to pay rent to this guy, only a different person. So that's why the Shidu Kubetza says that he doesn't have to pay in this case. That's the Shita. Yer Sameach, the Meshech Chachma has a different shot of what it is. He also has the same question. In Uchaz Gazeli, he says, no, you know what the difference is? When he rents it from Reuven, he must have rented it for a certain amount of time. Whatever it is, 30 days. So he has Nachas Ruach in Noe that he has a place to live for 30 days. And that's why he's willing to pay rent for it. Because I know I'm not going to be on the street for the next 30 days. Right, you can't relocate me. We have an agreement. I'm going to pay you this, and I'm going to be in this house. But the second that he finds out that it's not Reuven's house, that it's Shimon's house, he never made an agreement with Shimon. So really, what could have happened, because it was really Shimon's house, Shimon could have come any day and said, goodbye. You're out on the street. Shimon could have said that. Reuven's payment, though, therefore he's not ready to pay. He was only paying for the Nachas Ruach that he had in making an agreement and being able to live in this house for a month. But if I wouldn't have that Nachas Ruach, I wouldn't be ready to pay. So says the Meshech Chachma, or Sameach, Schiris, the Gemara says in one place, is Mechira Liyome. So it's mine for now, and you can't throw me out. The Schiris Liyome Memkarhu. Avo Ba'ofan de Kolsha Eino Batuach Shema Yotzienu Balkarcho Min Abayis. But if at every moment I'm in a state where I don't know what's going to happen, you could throw me out. Vakasha tiltula de gavri. That's what the Gemara says, it's hard to move. Kasha tiltula de gavri. Uman boy lameger below zimne. Who's, and how are you going to find a place to rent immediately? Hastam ki agrin inish adaiti tislas in yomin agar. It's at least 30 days. So lo nichile lameyav agrim lo bachinam. I'm not going to give it if I'm going to get thrown out. And therefore, in this case, he would not be ready to pay Shimon. Ubarur upashit ladaiti. And I'm pretty clear about this sheet. That's what the Arsameach says. So two answers. Why? Because if this guy was Megala his das, why isn't that good enough to pay Shimon? Either he wasn't Megala his das to this guy to pay, or, says the Arsameach, he could have got thrown out any time, and therefore it wouldn't be enough. What happens, though, and this will go on, what happens if he already paid Reuven? So who gets the money? He already paid Reuven. So Reuven told him the money. So who does Reuven give the money back to? What would you say? Does he give it back to the renter? Because Potter. Or do you say, once he paid already, Reuven's a stand-in for Shimon? That's 2 days of the Rashba. The Rashba on this daf, every paragraph is crucial. And there's one of them. Safek, he's not sure. He says, Yesh Omrim. He says, Efshar. He says, Efshar, denosim l'Shimon. Dehech osas charba beis ha-shozeh. I did business for you, on your behalf. So give it to Shimon. V'efshar, shomitzin me Reuven, u'machzion l'socher, v'lo Shimon.
In which case is it?
The case where it is not for rent. So you're Potter. Is that case of Zen and of Zolochasser? So really, he should be Potter.
Where it is for rent, clearly.
Where it is for rent, so Reuven has to give it to Shimon. Right. Clearly, Reuven has to give it to Shimon. So that's the Savig and the Rashba. He has 2 days. What the halach is in that case. Okay, let's continue. It's Marnami, Amr B'chei Bar-Avin Amrav. V'Amri Lo Amr B'chei Bar-Avin Amrav Huna. Hador b'chazif ha'ver shlomi daito, eino tzorach la'alos lo schar, patur, fa'socher ba'is mi b'nei ha'ir, ma'alos chal ha'vailam. And if you rent a house from a city, you give the schar to the owner. So again, ba'ilam ha'vedetayu. Similar to what we just said before, what owners are you talking about? You just rented it out from the city. So the Gemara says, no, ha'chi kamar, nimsu lo ba'ilim, if it comes out that there are owners, ma'alam len schar. If you find the right owners, you have to pay them. So again, the Gemara says, tarti. So these are two contradictory psakim. It says, in the case of Zenon of Zalachasa, you're Potter, and the very next line, you're Chayiv. So Gemara says, you're right. Hatta Kaimila Agra. Excuse me, Hatta Lo Kaimila Agra. It depends if it was for rent or not. The case of Chiyuv is where it could have been for rent, and therefore it's a case of Chaser. So Zenet of Zechaser, that's a regular case, and therefore one has to pay for it. Next, Amar of Schora, Amar of Hunamarath. Somebody lives in their friend's house, Shlomi Daito. As we've said, Pater. You're Pater. Why? Mishum Shenemar Ushe'ia Yukashar. Because it says in Yeshayahu, Ushe'ia, the She'ia Yukashar will hit the gate. What's the She'ia? So Rashi has two deus. Pretty similar deus. Rashi says She'ia is the name of a shade, name of a demon that causes lots of damage in empty houses. Right, many times when you come back from being away, why are there problems in the house? It's the shade, right? It's the she'ia. She'ia yukashar, as Rashi says in day number one, shade sheshmo she'ia, mikati shar bayish im bnei adam darin ba. Right, so that's why Zenon of Zalachasar is patur. You know why? Because the guy who's living there is really giving something to you. He's protecting the house from the shadim. Right, that's it. Or Rashi quotes mazikim. Not exactly sure what the difference is between shadim and mazikim. But either way, Rashi says that's the second day, that the mazikim are the ones that are gonna hit the gate. That's She'ia Yukashar. That's why you are patur. The Nemuki Yosef says it's just the osh, harakuv, like the mold. You protect it from getting moldy in the house. And that's why he has to pay you. So that's why you're patur. So we'll get back to that in a minute. Let's just first finish a little bit more. Amar Mar Bar Avashi, Ludidi Chazili. I saw those shadim, umantach kitura. They're like gore like oxen. Right, they're very active and damaging. Rav Yosef has a different reason. Why are you pater in a case of, you know, you live in the house without permission, but you're not chaser? Based on Mitzvah Yosef. Because basically, you know, you have somebody who's squatting in your house, he takes care of all the kinks, right? So there's a leak, he gets it fixed, and the wallpaper's coming off, so he'll glue it back up. Rashi says, Shadur and Besocha, Rowan Mashu, Sarachim, Masachim, so they take care of the little kinks. So my benayah, what's the difference between the shadim and the second reason? Let's say you just use it for storage. Use it for storage. So you're going to keep the mazikin and shadim out because you keep going in there, but you're not living in there so that you can, you know, see all the problems. So that's enough gemina between these two. The big problem with this line, in the Rashba, again, in the next paragraph, so the Rashba on this daf is key. What does the Gemara say? You're potter because of a pasuk. Right, mashba, without this, what does the pasuk mean? You're probably because you are giving the maskir something. You're giving him hana by being there, by keeping the shadim out. Mashba, if you wouldn't be giving him anything, then what? You'd be chayiv. Why didn't we just learn the opposite for a whole blot? The whole Gemara said, you're potter, because there's no chaser here. And the mechayiv is chaser, pashtus, according to many. The Rambam, and we went to the stipler before. So what do you need all another reason for? So the Rashba says, you know why? Because whenever you live in a house, it's a little chaser. You know, the drisas regel, you bump into something, there's always a little chaser in the house. And that's why this little mazik prevention, you know, knocks out, that parallels that little chaser. V'shem en omar, kel koparim yesh hefzik sas bebatim, machmas drisas regel hadiyurin, ela shahar revach shamatzilo nosa mishi'iya ola kineget hefzit zeh. And then the playing field is even, and that's why we say pater.
So in a new house, it's not even.
A new house, we're going to get to, right. We had it yesterday, right. So it's right, so you're black on the walls, right. There's a difference when you're in this, that's why it parallels that. So then you would have to be malaschar. Okay, so that's another important ara of the Rashba. The Rash says, don't take the pasuk so literally. Okay? Don't take the pasuk so literally. It's really the reason you're pater. It just quotes an extra pasuk. Okay. Because it's Parshas Va'era, I have to quote Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, which I've quoted in the past. I'll quote it again in the Parshas here, but, you know, it's Shadim, Parshas Va'era. How can you not talk about it? The Chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov asks right here in this week's Parsha, why don't we have Shadim anymore? L'chora. You know, there's always once every 10 years a novel written about somebody who had a shade in their head. But why don't we have Shadim anymore? Why don't we have Mazikin anymore? Why don't we have it anymore? Madu bizmanenu chadlu hamachashvim. Machashefa, right? He writes this on the Chartumim. Gam Shadim, Makina Dibukim, Dibuks, Shasipralan of Asenu, Komene Chachmas and Elamos Hechanu. Why don't we have that? It says of Yaakov, the Be'emes, Mashasidir Lano Hashem Yisbarch Shayezelu Mazeh, She'iloloha Yokain Haisa, Bechiru Nutulameis Bali Asechel. Hashem always makes the playing field even. In every history in the world, Koachatara and Koachatuma have to be parallel. If there's a very, very strong Koachatara, if there's baskol, if there's ruach hakodesh, like there was in the times of the Gemara, lo bashamayim, there are baskols. If there are baskols, koachatara, Hashem also has to create koachatumas, the same strength in order to give people bechira chashus. Nowadays, the koachatara is so weak. The koachatumas is so weak. That's why it always has to be parallel. You're right. If a person doesn't want to see baskols, doesn't want to see the obvious, he doesn't. Right? The Mitzrayim saw Kriyas Yamsuf and didn't affect them. Right? Chaisel never had a revelation like that. And yet the Mitzrayim said, let's go! Right? So they went in. They thought, oh, it was a strong tide today. Wow. Very strong. Nice winds. Right? So Ruach Kadim Aza. That's why Hashem did that, says the Ramban there. Right? So he says, Aval, Kishayu Nevi'im, when they were Nevi'im and Osos and Mosim, they had to have that. So that's why there isn't any today. There was, but there's no more. That's why. So don't ask me any kashas, where Shaytim, they have Babua, the shadows. He says, and this also answers the Gras tying against the Rambam. The Gras in Kufay and Tess and Hilchas Machashef says that the Rambam is wrong. Ha philosophy hit that toe, says the Gras. His philosophical bent caused him to err, to take so many Gemaras de lo kipshuto, and how could he do that, says the Gra. The Gra says, the Rambam says all of this is fake. Shafim and Shemos, Lachashim, Shedim, Kemios, Hakolu, Sheker. Right? The Rambam says, using Kemios on Shabbos. You know why it's mutter? Not because it's not a violation of medicine, but it's meaningless. It's just stus. The Rambam says, that's why you can use it on Shabbos, because it's not really medicine. So it says the Gra in Kufa Yates, Hiku Oso Al Kod Kado. They banged him on the head already. Trematinu Karbin Masios Begamara. Alpi Shemos Ukshachim. Says the Rabbi Yaakov, no, that was then. That was then, not anymore. I don't know if this works for the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't sound like it ever was. But at least this is what Rabbi Yaakov explains for the Rambam. V'im kocha kedusha betokfa, kamochein kocha tuma, v'rak v'yameinu, shikam kocha zaruchaniyim, nel muvan amogu, kamochein shuv, ein achizim v'metzias l'inyin ha-shedim. So that's Rabbi Yaakov. Maybe we'll mention it on Wednesday night. I leave my options open. And let's continue. So that's the shedim here. We yotazano argadata for today. Says the Gemara, Hahu Gavra. Finishing up. Debana padna akil kalsa diasmi. Person built a house, built a palace on a garbage dump that belonged to orphans. Agve Rav Nachman Lapadimine. And Rav Nachman took it away from them. Took it away at this palace. He said, tough, this is the Yisomim's property. Does Rav Nachman hold that in this case, the Yisomim obviously weren't renting out this garbage dump, and this other guy came and built something on it, so in case of Zel Nehnev Zelo Chaser, does Rav Nachman hold Chayiv in that case? Whereas no, Hahu Meikara Karmanoi Havi Dairi Bay. No, because originally there were Karmanoi that lived there. Karmanoi either means Kadmonim or a different nation, and they paid rent for the orphans. It was a case of Chaser. The Yabulu Huliasu, never more. They used to pay the orphans something. So Amalei Zili Paisinu, and what happened? Rav Nachman told them, go pay them. Liasmi Veloashka, they didn't listen. So they listened. Then Rav Nachman had to take drastic measures. Agve Rav Nachman Apadimine. So then he took away their palace, their house, because they wouldn't listen. Period. Okay. Case of Mishlamas Lashananis. So let's get back to our Mishnah, Karen Chain and Regel. So the Mishnah said, remember on Daf on yesterday's Daf, Yutessim Abayz, Friday's Daf, the Mishnah said, how does an animal pay what it get benefit from? So it depends. If it eats from the street, then it's potter. It's potter. It only pays mashananis, which is basically what the benefit that it got, but it doesn't pay the normal payment of what it pays if it would have gone through Rishus HaNizak, which is mashahizika, what it damaged. If it's potter, mashananis really means potter. It really means potter. Mashananis just, okay, you get by with what you got benefit, but mashananis really means potter. And so the Mishnah said, mitocha rechava, do you remember the Mishnah? Because it's important for this Gemara. Mitocha rechava, from the street, then you pay mashananis, which means potter. Mitzide harechava, which pashas meant, Rishus HaNizak, so then, that's your chayiv in that case. And then the Gemara also said, mi pesach hachanus, from the opening of the chanus, which we also interpreted as, you know, Rishus HaRabim, from the doorway, right? The person, a storekeeper, puts out his wares in front of the store. So again, mashananis, because that's Rishus HaRabim. That's Shane and Rishus HaRabim. But mi chanus atzma, from the chanus itself, that turns into Rishus HaNizak, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Okay? So we're going to go with the next few lines of the Gemara, we're going to go with Tosfos' pshat. It's a little smoother in terms of how we've been understanding it now. Rashi has a different shot. Rashi says the whole Gemara is talking about whether it's normal for an animal to eat straight or eat with its head turned. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. We're going to focus on Tosas, who says the issue is Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaNizak, which is how we've been understanding it. Okay, so let's go. Amar Rav, Ube Mechazeres. What's the case where you are chayiv? In a case of Mechazeres. Mechazeres, where the animal turns its head into the side of the street or into the store, that case is chayev. Meaning, even though the animal's body is in the street, because its mouth and the hezek is taking place in Rishus HaNizak, that's why you're going to be, that's going to be considered shein in Rishus HaYachid, in Rishus HaNizak, that's why you're going to be chayev. Ushmuel amar, afilu machazer zna mipater. No, you're going to be pater in that case. The animal standing in Rishus HaRabim. You're going to be pater in that case. And therefore, that's what Tosa says in Mechazeres, the second half of Mechazeres, right? Venira Larid, Tzidi Rechava, Chashibi, Chaser, and Nizak. Shekol Echad, Yeshla, Rishus, Lahotzi, Peirosav, Lahaniach, Yerosav, Kanekak, and Pesach, Peso, Bitsidi Rechava. And so Rav says, it's Chaser, and Nizak, and you're going to be Chayiv. Shmuel says, Mokam, Shechol, Lecho, Bechazara, Chashiv, Lo, Rishus, Arabim. No, if it just eats without moving its body, that's still Rishus, Arabim. If it goes in, right? Now we said, no, Shmuel, Hechim, Mishkach, Chazlo, the Mechayiv, back to the Gemara. So where does Shmuel say Chayiv? What's the case in the Mishnah? Of Sidei Rechava, that you're going to be chayiv according to Shmuel, could go into Shavakta L'Ravacha. You left the street. The Ozla V'kama B'Sidei Rechava, where you stood in the Sidei Rechava. Right? Where you put the whole cows in the Sidei Rechava, that's where it's Rishus HaNizak, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. V'iki D'masvi Lo Hashemai Zabapei Nafshei. Some learn this machlokas, not going on our Mishnah, but as a seven machlokas. Machazeres. What happened with an animal standing in the street, but turns its head into Rishus HaNizak? Rav Amar Chayeves. Mishmuel Amar Petura. But that's a machlokas. Ushmuel mishalem es mashi yizika hechem shkach chaslo demachayva. So what's the case where Shmuel says chayiv? Right? What's the case of Rishus HaNizak that you're going to be chayiv? Kegon the shavka l'rachba the yazla v'kama v'tzidi rachava, where you left the street and you go went in onto the side. That's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Again, I said Rashi has a different shot of this whole Gemara about not about Rishus HaNizak versus Rishus HaRabim, but about animal facing front versus animal turning its head. And it gets into that's why he gets into many issues of Keren versus Shein here. That's Rashi's shot of the Gemara. I think Tosas is smoother for us for now.
So Shmuel holds that the actual Nezek was done in Rishus HaRabim, because you go by the
Guf. Shmuel says you go by the Guf, and even though, right, the physically, the Nezek is considered to have been done in Rishus HaRabim. That's what we have
to say. That.
Right.
The case of Tzoros,
right.
Right,
the case we had last week.
Right,
Basar Mikara and Basar Tavramana. Right. So that's what, we had the Rush that spoke about whether you're actually touching the Kli or not. Right, so I don't know, here's a little different, because it's like, he's taking up both places, but you're right. It's called Rishus HaRabim. Matzav Nachman Bar Yitzchak mipesach achanus b'shalom mashenenis. So 1 second to the Nachman Bar Yitzchak. From the opening of the door of the store, you pay mashenenis, meaning your putter. So heichi mishkachasla. What's the case there from the opening of the store that your putter pshita b'machazeres? There it must mean that you didn't walk there. There's no room by the store for the cow to get to. So the case is. Mechazeres. Case is that the animal stood and just stuck his head in. Vikar mashenenis. And it's mashma that you pay only mashenenis. Mi pesach hachanos only pays mashenenis. Meaning, you're like your pater maker at din. Mashenenis in mashizika lo. What? So, mashma that only mashenenis, but not mashizika. So it's kashan rav. How could you ever, according to rav, if you would stick your head in, you would pay mashizika? So my answer is, who most of love, who mefarik. No, that case over there is not talking about at all mechazeres versus not, but it's the kaima bekeren zavis. So about a case on a corner. What's the case? So you can look at Rashi's picture, although it's not the same picture. An animal is walking from the larger courtyard to the smaller courtyard. And right at the corner of the small to, from big to small, that's where it is. So he just walks straight and he eats. So he doesn't have to fit into any store. He doesn't have to turn to any store. That's where he eats it from. And that's the case that's going to be chayiv according to Rav, because he's able to get his head in there, and therefore it's going to be chatzar hanisak. Period. Ikat Amre, different version. Mechazeres kuli amalav plikat dechayeves. Maybe everybody agrees in the case of mechazeres you're chayev. If the animal sticks its head into the store or into the side of the street, that's chayev. That's Rishus HaNizak. Everybody agrees to that. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about? B'maksim mako mirushuso l'rishus harabim. Let's say I bring my wall between my property and Rishus HaRabim. I move it back five feet back into my field. Into my field, meaning now I've made more room for people outside to walk on. And what do? And I put fruit there. I put my fruit out there to dry. But now it's not in really, it's in my rishus legally, but, you know, it kind of looks like rishus harabim. I've just extended the street. I moved my wall back into my rishus. So v'hachi idmar, and that's what the case is. Amar rav lo shon ala mechazeres. The only case where you're going to be chayiv is if the animal sticks his head into rishus hayonizah. I will maksa makom mi rishus lo rishus harabim petura. But in a case where a person brings his stuff back into his own rishus, then a person's going to be putter. The cat's going to be putter for eating that stuff. Why? Because that's like rishus harabim. That's like just, fine, formally it's Rishus HaNizak, but the animal had Rishus, there were no borders. So you're Pater in that case. Ushmuel Amar Afilu Maksimaka Mirushus Lushus Ram Chayeves. No. You go by what legally it is. Right? Well, legally it is. It's still Rishus HaYachid, and therefore it's Rishus HaNizah. This might relate to the machlokas we mentioned many times already between the Rif and the Rosh. What is the reason for the patur of Shein and Regel and Rishus HaRabim? Is it because it's the animal's derech? So here's the animal's derech, right? This looks like straight. It smells like the straight. Or do you say, no, it's like Xeris HaKasov, Ubir Bistei Acher V'lo Rishus HaRabim, and it is Rishus HaRabim. So that could be, is it Xeris HaKasov or is it a Sfar? So Lema says the Gemara, Bibar Rishus HaKamiflogi. Let's say this machlokas about whether if you move your property back into your rishus, whether the person who comes and eats your fruit from there is chayav and pater, is the machlokas between bar rishus rishusa. What's the machlokas? Rashi quotes from later on, a machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. If I dig a hole in my backyard, and then I mafker my backyard, but not the hole. That's the case we're talking about. Right? I mafker the whole backyard, but not the hole. The hole is still mine. So, that's a machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, whether I'm chayav for bar in that case. I'm a chayiv if somebody falls in. One man damar says, of course you're chayiv. It's a dangerous situation now. Everything around the Rishus HaRabim, somebody's going to fall in. The other one says, no, this is my property. This is Rishus HaNizak. This is Rishus HaMazak. Therefore, it's their fault. You can't blame me. It's my bar. So that's the machlokas. Now we're going to parallel that. Rav, the Amar Patur. Rav who says, Patur here, Kesavar bar Rishus HaChayiv. Hold bar Rishus HaChayiv. Meaning what? Bar Rishus HaChayiv, if he falls in, so it's my fault. It's my fault for putting the bar there. So if we're here too, it's my fault for putting the fruit out. You know what? Cows might slip on the fruit. So the other guy for sure is going to be putter, right? Because it's my fault of putting it out there. Ushmuel d'amar chayiv. And Shmuel says, chayiv here. Why? Because he holds ksavar bar rishus a putter. Usually the bar in your rishus is not your fault. It's his fault. Therefore, same thing. If he damages my fruit, if he eats my fruit, he has to pay for it. So is that what they're arguing about? So amar l'charav, no. Either way, the Gemara is going to say, La'olamei melecha ba'alma, bar b'shusa pater. Rav would say, really, bar b'shusa is pater. Meaning the guy's fault for falling in. V'shani hacha, but here you'd be chayv anyway. Why? D'amar lavko k'minech, the makaravas b'lachu, l'peirosech, l'rishus harabim, u'mechayavas l'luturai. No, because here the guy could say, it's why you put your fruit so close to rishus harabim. My cow's not, I'm not going to pay for that. It's not my fault. You put your stuff right next to rishus harabim. Shmuel Amar Shmuel also. Ba'alma bar b'shus ha'chayiv, he could say, really bar b'shus is usually chayiv. And if you're mafkir your whole backyard and your bar is still yours, you're going to be chayiv in that case, because how can you leave? The whole, everything around your bar belonging to somebody else. T'bishlama bar ikala meimar lavadaita, find there a bar, a person could say, like the person who fell in could say, I had no idea this bar was here. It's hidden. So therefore, you, the mazik, are going to have to pay for it. Aval peiros, mikla meimer lava daite. But the fruit on the street, he's going to say, oh, my, I didn't know. My cow slipped on it. No, achazilu, you see the fruit. So don't compare fruits on the side of the road versus a bar. Period. In the Ika de Amri, Shmuel holds that mechazer, everybody holds mechazer is chayiv.
Right, and the first one
he tells his potter. Right. That's what changed in the Ika de Amri. Okay, let's continue. So, Leim Machazeres Tanoihi. Let's say Machazeres is a Machlokas Tanon. Maybe it's a Machlokas Tanon. Titania. Ach, Lamitocha Rechavim Shalomas Mashenenis. If somebody eats from the street, he pays from what he was benefit from, meaning putter, really. Mitzidi Rechavim Shalomas Mashi Yizika. If he eats from the side of the street, which is like Rishus HaNizak, right, then he pays Mashi Yizika. Divir B'meir Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rameir Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Lazar Omrim. Ein Dark Alechol Elo Lahalech. No, the only animal's derech is to eat and not to eat, but to walk. So, what does that mean? Very unclear what that line means. But it sounds like he's not saying anything majorly different. You know, an animal walks. So, what was the difference between the Tanakama? Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama. What exactly is the difference between them? Ella mechazeres ikibinayo. Maybe the issue is mechazeres. Meaning, the assumption of the second shita is that the first shita holds that mitside harachava, on the side of the road, he will pay mashi hizika if he goes to walk there. If he goes to walk there, that's how the second shita understands the first shita, that only if you walk to the side are you going to be chayiv, but not just if you stick your head. Tanakama savar mechazeres dami mishal mashenenis, that if mechazeres is potter maker adin, you only pay mashenenis. The Rabbi Yossi savar mishal mashi zika. And the second shita, Rabbi Yossi says, no. Even just by mechazeres, you'll pay what you damage. So is that what it's a very unclear machlokas. So we're guessing. Is it about mechazeres? The Gemara says, no. The kuli alma mechazeres ikravi kishmuel. Mechazeres, whatever you want to hold. Ikravi Kishmuel, you could all like Rabbi or Shmuel. V'hacha b'bir b'steyacher kamiflagi. The machlokas here is how to understand, how to darshan u'bir b'steyacher. Mar savar b'bir b'steyacher v'lo b'rishas harabim. Only your chayv b'rishas anizak anan b'rishas harabim. U'mar savar u'bir b'steyacher v'lo b'rishas hamazik. Wow. So there's a daya here in the Tanoim that Shein and Regal and Rishos Arabim is Chayiv. The only exclusion is Rishos HaMazik. So Gemara says, 1 second, Rishos HaMazik, Lema Perech Rishusi, my boy. Rishos HaMazik, it's a Svara. What are you doing in my Rishus? I don't need a Pasuk for that. What are you doing in my Rishus? The Ella, but the Ilfa Verboshia Kikabinayu. Okay, so maybe the machlokas, the difference is between Ilfa and Roshia. Who was Ilfa and Roshia? Yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf. All the Ibai is about if one animal eats from the back of the other animal and Rishus Arabim, he jumps onto the other animal. That Ibai, maybe that's the machlokas between them here. Is that called Rishus Anizak? Because I'm in the knapsack of my friend? But it's physically taking place in Rishus Arabim. There is, just to note, a Rambam, which is difficult, that we have to just finish up the Mishnah. The Rambam in Hilchot Niskei Mamon in the first parak quotes, your pater of Rishus HaMazik, and he gives two reasons. Number one, he says, right, what are you doing in my Rishus? Rishus HaMazik, it's not my fault. But number two, he says, Mufurish Batorah, Veshilach es Be'iro u'bir b'steyacher. He quotes the Pasuk. So who asked the Kasha on the Rambam? Fascinating, this is like hardly ever here. The Ramah. The Ramah, you seen this Ramah? The Ramah, it's Akasha, the Ramah in Shin Pei Tes. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, and then the Ramah says, Kol Zeh Lashon HaRambam, V'tzorech Iyun. It's like a Tosfos. D'mikra Zeh B'Shein V'Regel U'Dechziv, V'Pater B'Rishos Shneim. This Pasuk is V'Shein V'Regel. He says, Avol B'Rishos HaMazik, D'Pater, Afilu Keren. Keren is V'Pater B'Rishos HaMazik, Ein Inyun Mikra. Zeh Tami Lov, the tourism in the Krasa, it's the Svara. Right, what are you doing in my Rishus? That's what the Rambam quoting the Pasuk for. So the Rambam, Shin Pei Tes Sif Yud, says, what's going on here? The Baragola answers. Right, that's unbelievable. The Baragola on the side, usually just because Mar Makomos. Everybody's putting on a different hat today. Right, the Baragola says, that no, Lefieni is Daiti, the Rambam never meant it. Really, the Pasuk's referring to the next halacha. Okay, you have to figure out whether that works or not. It's referring to the next halacha. But fascinating. The Granat, we don't have time, maybe we'll say it tomorrow, but the Granat in Simin Kuf, Kuf Lamid has an answer for the Rambam. Why he quotes both Psukim, but you can look there. That he wears his normal hat, right, explaining Rambams. But that's the Ramah. The Ramah, the Baragola, and the Granat. Okay, let's do a little more. Hakelav Agdi, Shekasim, Yerosh Agag. Let's do the beginning. Kelav Agdi, a dog and a goat were on your roof, and they jumped off. The Shabru was Hakelim, and they broke Kelim, and Shalim Ezek Shalim. That's the Shalim of Nei Shei Muadim. Because you assume that's regal. That's totally the regal, Rashi says. That's regal. Animals jump off roofs. Right, then break things. Hakelav shenatach charora halach legadish. A dog, we had this already. He takes a charora, which is, let's say, a cookie with a coal on the edge of it. That he goes to the gadish. Achal charora higel the gadish. He eats the cookie and he puts the coal down. Alach charora b'shalom nezek shalom. He pays the shalom on the cookie because that's normal. Alach gadish b'shalom chati nezek. On the gadish he pays chati nezek. We had that before. Maybe that's sroros. Maybe that's unusual because the animals usually eat everything. Time at the kav. So the only reason that you're chayiv nezek shalom is because the animal jumped. That's normal. Hanaf lu pater. What if they had slipped off the roof by mistake? Then you'd be pater or mashma. Alma ksav ar tchilasav b'pshiyav sav abonis pater. Is that to teach me that the tchilasav b'pshiyav, in that case, starts off with pshiya, but as it begins, you're pater? That's what it sounds like. Tani nami hachi, hakel avagdi shikasav mirosh agag v'shavar esakelem v'sham ezek shalem. They jump off. Naflu paturin, period. But if they fell off, they'll be pater. Hani chal amanda amar tchilasav b'pshiyav sav abonis pater. That works according to that amanda amar. And amanda amar chai ma'ikel ameimar, but there's a general machlokas about that. Maybe we'll talk more about it tomorrow, what the saras are. But what about according to the Bandama that says Chayiv? How does he read this Mishnah? Could go to Makarvi Kalim Magabi Kosel. No, the point is the Kalim were up against the wall. Dechikapsi Bekvitzalo Nafli Alayu. So if the animal would act normally and jump, nothing would get broken, because the animal would jump over the Kalim. So it's not a case of Tchilasa Bepshia. Right? Ba'afilu Tchilasa Bepshia Leka, period. The animal fell, slipped right off the roof, so right next to the roof, and that turned into a case of breaking it. But that's why it wasn't a case of Tchilas Vibshia, and therefore it wouldn't be Chayiv. Okay, we'll stop here. We will, a little more? For three more lines? Okay, three more lines. Amar Azim Mishrei the Rava, Pa'amim Shafilu Naflu Nami Chayiv. No, there are cases that sometimes, even if the dog would fall down, you would also say Chayiv. What case is that? Mishkachas Labakoso Ru'ua, a very weak wall. Mind you, so why would you be Chayiv in that case? Dibay Lelasuke Daite. The owner of the animal should have realized the nafalarchi, that bricks are going to fall down from this wall. The animal is on it. 1 second. So for nafalarchi, nafalinu. What do you mean? But the bricks didn't fall. The animals fell. So it should relate to that general machlokas. What do you mean? You're sure going to be chayiv? Gemara says lo tzricha bakosel tsar. You're right. Not a weak wall, but a very thin wall. So you know the animal is going to fall off. So that's b'shia, even regarding falling. Period. Okay, tomorrow we'll call Namuki Yosef Day here in the Daf. The most famous Namuki Yosef in Bava Kama. I'll be as brazen to say that. Namuki Yosef about how could you light Shabbos candles in Erev Shabbos if you hold Eishem Mishim Chitzav. right, isn't it considered lighting fire on Shabbos? That'll be the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef discussion tomorrow. Everybody gets into the act, and then we will continue getting into back a little bit into Ein Shlichus V'Aveira and other issues as well. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue. Great to have you.